Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know I say it all the time, but it's just crazy. I thought time was accelerated last year, that months became like days, years became like weeks. But it seems like 2007 was just here 5 minutes ago, and here we are with only two-thirds of a month or about 20 days left in 2008. 2008 has a very long beard and was a baby just minutes ago, it seems, mentally, on the mental clock, and has now grown a very long beard. And we'll be making the jump into the great unknown, into hyperspace, coming up here in just a few weeks. We got Jeff Gerhardt, the Ecology Center, that tests toys and monitors other governments and institutions testing toys. One in three toys is highly toxic, particularly baby toys. Very, very toxic. Now, maybe you like your child not developing. Maybe you like their hair falling out. Maybe you like them dying of leukemia. Maybe then drink more fluoride, take more mercury shots, and give them Chinese slave toys. I mean, in the past, there was an attempt to even test and stop this. Now it's just, so what? We're doing it. That's the end of it. And they just list all the poisons now is good for you. Lead's all right. Mercury's all right. Melamine's all right. The GMO killed all the rats or sterilized them. It's killing the bees. You know. What are you going to do? You know. We're the bankers. We're stealing trillions a week. It's all fiat. We don't care. We're partying. Yeah, we're nihilist. So, that's coming up. And I had Mike Adams on for about 30 minutes last week. I wanted to have him on for a couple hours this week to really roll through the Health Ranger, really roll through all the government studies and information that are coming out where, again, it's admitted that there is just a going to seed of GMO corruption and toxins and poisons in the food. Piracy's up 500%+. Every form of corruption is just exploding. Society is going to hell in a handbasket. They have a big study they've done for decades, where they question, 30-something thousand teens. Every year they do a survey. Exponentially, the majority are criminal, the majority shoplift, the majority cheat on tests. They say it is, you know, they ask them why, and they say, well, we're a society of corruption. We're a society of evil, so we are evil. And then societies collapse. The public doesn't have skills, on average, in carpentry, in mechanics, in machinery, in machining. They have no morals. They can't even find their own country on a map. They just know how to steal and backstab and lie. And they make up the police. They make up the military. They make up the government. Everything is imploding. I just want to give you that little news flash here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, still about half the public are moral and half decent. But most of them are delusional and don't realize how much danger we're in. Now, they're starting to wake up. That's why the criminal group in control over both parties, and they put it out in Pentagon reports and admit that they are now moving to block the good people. So when Krauthammer goes on Fox News and says we need indefinite detention of anybody, U.S. citizens, you name it. Now, they already really have that in the Enemy Commissions Act, Military Commissions Act. But, see, they need to now roll it out for the white al-Qaeda, anyone that doesn't take forced inoculations, hand their property over. Basically, anybody that doesn't just let Krauthammer sit on you with this huge nest of roach eggs under him as his demonic rape gangs of criminal New World Order minions are turned loose on us. I mean, if you don't let the big roaches sit on top of you and let their babies eat you, you're bad. You're a terrorist. We'll be right back.
Tis the season to be healthy, Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I covered Fox News with their continual drumbeat that now the Democrats are in, they've got to get tough on terrorists and arrest U.S. citizens, anybody else they want to literally disappear into black torture holes, black sites, ghost sites around the world. Just the 180 degree anti-liberty, anti-freedom position, the end of the Great Writ, the end of all basic liberties and freedoms. They are moving forward with it. Also, the New York Times is reporting what we reported on yesterday and what Bloomberg reported on yesterday. The Federal Reserve is now taking complete public control of the Treasury. Now, remember, I read the sections on air of the banker takeover bill 7.5 weeks ago, $8.5 trillion stolen as of last week. We haven't gotten any new numbers in over a week since last Wednesday. Bloomberg and the San Francisco Chronicle both reported $8.5 trillion stolen by offshore foreign banks. This is irrevocable. This has already completely blown the ship to pieces and torpedoed it. The boat, the ship of state, the nation is already on the bottom. Let's be clear about that. She can be raised and repaired, but only if we admit how deep the attack is. The things that are happening are so huge, so diabolical, so incredibly fast-moving, open world government being declared of and by the bankers. The Federal Reserve in the New York Times is openly saying they are going to start issuing Federal Reserve T-bills. So instead of U.S. bonds and U.S. Securities being put out and sold in the open market, you now have to pay a premium just to get those. You don't get any interest now. You pay as people run there thinking it's safe. Open discussions of the Treasury defaulting on world debt. But people will pay premiums to buy something they're talking about defaulting on. The Federal Reserve is saying, well, we'll just take over and we'll issue it. So, see, they have fully capitalized with $8.5 trillion into the private foreign Federal Reserve. It is foreign. It is private. That's on record when it was set up. It's mainly British, mainly Rothschild. So they're setting that up. There's some other families, the Castles and others involved. They are openly saying that, and they're doing this in Iceland. They're doing this in England. They're doing this in Germany. They're doing this in Australia. They're getting ready to do this in Canada. Everywhere. Everywhere we are looking at the bankers run their operations, everywhere we are witnessing the New World Order take over. And the public is not aware of how banking works. They're not aware of the International Banking Crime Syndicate. They're not aware that the Federal Reserve is private, though more and more are waking up to that. And how do you fight something that the public was never educated about? Well, you try to educate them. But it's like a crash course in brain surgery here. So I want to get into Krauthammer and others on Fox openly pushing just unbelievable evil, ultra wickedness. And then meanwhile, on top of all of that, with what's happening with the Federal Reserve, Obama is saying that climate change is a matter of national security. President-elect Barack Obama said attacking global climate change is a matter of urgency and a national security. So what's the issue there? Under national security, in a national security state, everything is national security, so they can bypass the states, bypass the Congress. That's why Bloomberg is reporting that on the banking end, that we're under war powers, under martial law, just as Congress 7 weeks ago was threatened with martial law if they wouldn't pass the banker takeover bill. So it doesn't matter whether it's global warming and the carbon taxes and the cap and trade taxes. It doesn't matter if it is the financial end with the banks. It doesn't matter if it's terrorism. It doesn't matter what issue it is. It's under national security so that martial law is triggered. And what is martial law? It is the president and his executives. So we'll be getting into that. Also, protests that started in Greece, taking over the major cities and taking over government buildings and the airport, has now spread to Europe. That's the London Telegraph. Europe proper, to the continent itself. Also, Ohio sheriff orders deputies not to evict. Get to that. First, I wanted to briefly get into this, and later I'm going to do a whole segment on it. The story from 3 days ago, and now for a world government. And this story was done by Gideon Raikman, who is the chief foreign international affairs correspondent over at the Financial Times of London. And he did a news story today on his blog on the Financial Times, making fun of everybody, and he says at the end, well, he says, you don't know how to understand what I'm saying. You know how to read, but you don't know how to understand, like we're all a bunch of idiots. And at the end, he goes on to say, basically, you're conspiracy theorist. It's a conspiracy. There's basically no new world order. There's no world government. So he's engaging in doublethink. He's saying we've always been at war with East Asia, like 1984, and then he says, but we've never been at war with East Asia. And while Winston's being tortured by O'Brien in 1984, he says, you know, how many fingers am I holding up? He says, two. Wrong. He pulls him on the rack, and while he's stretching him on the rack, he's also electrocuting him. And he says, and now how many fingers? And he goes, four. And he tortures him again. He goes, look, just tell me how many fingers to see. And he said, no. I want you to see all the fingers, all the numbers, simultaneously. I want you to see one finger. I want you to see two. I want you to see three. I want you to see four. And he goes, oh, and then suddenly he just sees a blur of fingers and he goes, that's right. Now you're there. Now you're understanding. And that's the key to doublethink and Crime Stop, is that they openly announce every day in hundreds of papers now, just world government. We're the bankers. We're going to save you. We're going to fix it all. We're going to have world carbon taxes. We're going to regulate you. It's going to be tyrannical. It's not going to be democratic. He says that in his article. He says, yes, we're setting up world government. Yes, we tried to soothe you. Yes, we, you know, we're basically deceptive for your own good. I'm sorry. Democracy, liberty, freedom won't work. For your own good, the elite have to do this to save the environment and to fix the banking and to stop terrorism. All of which the globalists are staging. The global warming's fake. To bring in a global tax, they admit that in their own documents. Club of Rome, 1991, Richard Inhofe, just one of many. We've linked to that on their own website, former head of the CFR. We know the terrorism is provocateur and staged 95% of the time. There is some low-intensity, real asymmetrical stuff that's really warfare, but it's called terrorism that is real. It's a tool to take people's liberties, to scare them into submission, as you know. And then, of course, on record, even the Financial Times of London, his own paper, has admitted that the big central banks have engineered this and are consolidating, and this is great. And the head of Goldman Sachs a few months ago told the New York Times, I guess it was about a month ago, he said, hey, we're doing great. We're keeping the money, buying good banks and buying good insurance companies and giving ourselves bonuses. Everything's wonderful. But see, like Winston being tortured on that rack, Now, obviously, he's not really double-thinking. He is arrogantly insulting you at the most basic level, saying, I just told you it's world government, it's tyrannical, but you can't understand what I'm writing. And then he bemoans that the newspapers are all going under. I mean, even the New York Times is on the verge of going under. And he says, well, so what? I'll just write a book exposing the whole made-up conspiracy theory about world government. But he's admitting it's a world government. He's admitting they were deceptive about it. He said, see, I mean, this, they have trained us. The public is mentally ill because they've grown up around these people. They've been taught by these people. And that's what we're dealing with. So our regular producer is out right now. And so we've got Aaron producing the last few days. And Aaron Dykes, jack of all trades here at the office, our Renaissance man, he called up the author, Gideon Raikman, this morning. Was very polite. And, Aaron, I want you to tell folks what he said.
Yeah, basically, he was not an adult. I sent him a polite email asking him to come on to discuss his article for World Government. And he said, no, this has, quote, gone far enough. I don't have to discuss it. I'm not going to discuss it. He knew who the show was. He didn't want to talk about it. And that's basically it. He refused to talk about it and hung up on me. It got very, very snippy.
This is going far enough.
Yeah, I'm not going to
Knave.
Use an English accent.
So specifically, what was said?
Well, specifically, the Financial Times is a Bilderberg-run paper. It's on record. Rockefeller wants deception, and he said, you know, basically, Raikman wrote about world government being anti-democratic.
Yeah, let's explain. The owners of it, the editors, I mean, they are one of the only papers allowed to attend. But here he is, basically, again, at the end of the article, saying Bilderberg doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Again, it's disdain. It's, look, I know the public's stupid. I'm going to get away with it. But you're not getting away with it, you dinosaur. The newspapers are all in mega crisis, imploding, because no one wants to read your trash anymore. And by the way, punk, we don't need to go to you to admit there's world government. We have foreign affairs. We have all the documents. We have the RAND Corporation. We have the New York Times in 36 pushing the 10 FEMA regions decades before it was set up, saying world government back before they thought there was resistance. They advertised it as the new futuristic thing to do, regional governments, socialism by the elite, Fabian socialism. We have it all. Okay, we have so much evidence, it's mind-blowing. We have all your leaders openly saying world government. We have Walter Cronkite saying we need to set up world government. We have you all on tape doing it, David Rockefeller saying it. So we're just shocked that after all your years of denial working for these people, that you guys at the Financial Times of London would decide to go ahead and announce this. But we know you have to, because now they are openly setting it up. It's already been set up. They're now unveiling the constructed technological monstrosity. And but then if we don't like it, they go, ah, we're activating doublethink. It doesn't exist. I mean, is that not an insult, Aaron?
It's very insulting. It's childish. I know David Rockefeller thanked them for keeping silent for so many years, along with all the other papers. They're just babies. They won't talk about what they wrote 3 days ago.
Well, then they have the nerve, and we're going to talk about this when we come back, to go, we're intellectuals, and you're just mindless idiots. You can't even fathom our mind.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 11, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $828.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $852.82, $426.41 for the half ounce, and $213.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $852.82, $426.41, and $213.21.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Oh, by the way, today at 4 o'clock Central for an hour, I'm going to, just on PrisonPlanet.tv and the Infowars.com audio streams, we're going to be feeding the new live TV show out of the new studio. It's just a test. I'm probably going to go live out of there tomorrow for the whole show. So heads up for that. We'll be live at 4 o'clock today. We'll just cut into the refeed. Speaking of the devil, the streams, we were not on the first 8 minutes of the show. No one notified me that Genesis server was down. We discovered it ourselves. We take that audio feed from them and refeed it to our audio streams. But we will take that audio, that 8 minutes you missed, and plug it in to the show as it retransmits down the line today. And we are going to be streaming the entire show out of my own studio starting next week. So, and then we'll have Genesis as a backup. So the streams going down once a week here or there won't be happening. On a side issue, I get these emails every day accusing me of being some evil mastermind with other little radio networks on the internet, that we are shutting other people's streams down. How about the internet has problems? How about your website goes down? It's because you've got a bad service or a bad server or there's problems on the web, you jackasses, instead of blaming me for it. I don't know, man. I'm just really getting sick of everybody. I mean, I really am, man. I'm in here barely able to keep things running around here, and I'm not bitching about that. And then I look at the rest of the country. It's a bunch of knuckle-dragging idiots, including our own movement. I don't mean the listeners and the great yeomen, men and women out in the field and on the street and out there waking people up on the front lines of the info war, but that's what this country does now, is that people are delusional. It's just like the writer, it's the whole Western world, Gideon Raikman, it's more doublethink. They just make up whatever they want and then say, oh, I didn't say there was a world government, and you're idiots. When his article says, we've got a world government, we need it to take over, and now for a world government, you can go read it. Now he's reversing, saying, no, I'm not really saying that. It is just unbelievable. And I keep saying that. My mind is spinning from all of this. My mind is spinning from what this world has turned into. But, Aaron, going back to this guy, I wonder why he wouldn't come on the air and defend his ideas. You know, that we're all basically don't know how to run our own affairs and we have to get rid of democracy and freedom because, you know, the bankers know best.
Yeah, that's right. He basically signals the end of democracy as we know it. And then apparently has a little pouty time when someone writes an article, as Paul did, pointing out that he's called for world government in an anti-democratic fashion. And he didn't like people talking about
that. It's like, how dare you not want to have any freedom or control any of your destiny? That is outrageous. We know best because we talk like this. We're so smart. I mean, I'm so tired of these intellectuals. You know, there's two types of them in the elite. There are the delusionals that really believe in the whole system because they think they're part of it and it's a power trip. And then there are the cold-blooded sociopaths and psychopaths running it who know it's just all about power and nihilistic destruction.
Well, obviously he enjoys cohorting with his globalists at the top secretly and just doesn't appreciate any speculation, discussion. I mean, that's all we were going to do here is discuss with
them. Well, the Bilderberg-controlled Financial Times of London. I mean, that's literally openly. It's filled with Bilderbergs like no other publication.
Martin Wolf.
Yeah. Tell folks about that.
Martin Wolf is the head editor. We've been to Bilderberg three years now, so I've been watching the list, and he's been all of those years. I think he's a longtime member.
But it doesn't exist. And no paper will report on it.
Oh, no paper will report on it.
And it doesn't exist, and we're crazy. That's in the article.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm tired of this. This is so insulting to all of us. But it works on the yuppies. The yuppies are social climbers, and they say, hey, if the establishment tells me something doesn't exist, I don't care if it does exist. I brown nose up the chain of command by being delusional. No, what you get is your 401k taken. I remember three, 4 years ago, I'd write articles. Paul write articles, Steve. We all write articles warning people. You'd write articles saying they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to bankrupt things. Here's their documents. And they'd go comment on the dig comments and go, you're the ones that are going to cause this to happen. You need to be arrested. They wouldn't dare do that to us. And now they're taking your pension funds on purpose. And you still are licking their boots.
I don't know. It's just massive, the restructuring that our world's going through. I mean, the net is tightening in and we're losing all the foundation of democracy and Republican government we had, and you're not even supposed to talk about it. It's not even on paper when it was just published. It's ridiculous. The Financial Times.
Aaron, you don't understand. You're not seeing things clearly, Aaron.
Well, they wouldn't talk about it. They hung up on me. Gideon Raikman.
Maybe Gideon Raikman doesn't exist. Maybe we don't exist. It's whatever they say, Aaron. They control reality. Their history's accurate. They tell us what to think and believe.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We are back live. Let's go ahead and play this clip. We can analyze it from Fox News a few days ago, with Krauthammer and other neocons on Brett Hume's program. Let's go ahead and roll that.
The nice thing about rotation of power in a democracy is now all of the critics who've been whining and complaining and worrying about human rights who've attacked Guantanamo now own the war and own the 250 miscreants inside of it, and they are obviously understanding the Obama people, what a terrible issue it is. There are a lot of people in here like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed who will likely be impossible to convict because of the evidence was obtained, and yet you obviously wouldn't ever have them walking the streets. We're going to have a law which is going to allow indefinite detention, and it's going to be Democrats who are going to have to actually crafted. I think that's poetic justice.
It was always a phony issue since they're treated better there than people are in prisons almost anywhere else in the world. Well, Guantanamo is going to be hard. You have to pass new laws. As Charles says, you have to pass a permanent detention law in the case of some of these guys. Well, Guantanamo is going to be hard. You have to pass new laws. As Charles says, you have to pass a permanent detention law in the case of some of these guys.
We kept hundreds of thousands of Japanese and Germans imprisoned in America in the Second World War. We have to do exactly the same and craft laws that will allow us to do that with these terrorists.
Hundreds of thousands. And if you read the Violent Radicalization Act making its way through Congress in the last 2 years, always being reintroduced, they list architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth as Al-Qaeda. They put it up on the big screen right next to Al-Qaeda training videos and say we have to basically arrest all these people. And that's what they're trying to set up. Hundreds of thousands of people, and that's Halliburton, KBR, have been building camps publicly all over the nation. It's all over the newspapers. Houston Chronicle, San Francisco Chronicle, Chicago Tribune. And then if you say, I don't want to be in a camp, they say, there's no camps, but we need camps, and we need to put hundreds of thousands of you in it, and we need to indefinitely, and by the way, secretly detain people. And then they use the word, oh, this is the democracy. The Democrats, now they own the war. And it's true, the Democrats, the majority voted for the war. They've been for it, and now they've done a bait and switch. They've got a new puppet in there with Barack Obama. And, of course, Guantanamo Bay and the two camps, there's the outer camp and the inner CIA laboratory, as it's called in the news, and they admittedly have done laboratory experiments in torture, in deprivation, in drugging. The news has reported they have prostitutes come in and rape them with blood. I'm not going to go any more detail. You can pull up the news articles. There's blood involved. This totally freaks out the men. They also torture them with drugs. They're on the facility. This has all been admitted. And then they have these congressmen always having press conferences going, look at this delicious plate of food they get. We're so nice, we feed them. You know, they're treated much better than people in American prisons. And they go on and on and on. They get grabbed. They get charged. Krauthammer says, there's no evidence. And Kurt Nimmo yesterday wrote a great article about this where he listed all of the government's own admissions where they would have the Taliban literally go out and put on a roast, a side of beef, which is rare and very expensive there, and invite down the goat-herding villagers who literally are shown globes. There have been news articles about this and don't even really know about the shape of the planet or how it works. They're cavemen. And they grab these poor people who live in the mountains and as young as 12 years of age, and they're paid $25,000 apiece. The special forces pick them up, put them on C-130s, gag them for the day-and-a-half flight in sensory deprivation. That's what the goggles and the earplugs and all of it are about. It makes anybody go crazy. And they fly them out, and then they put them in supermax prison-style solitary confinement. No phone calls are allowed. No letters are allowed. And they're tortured. And the media isn't allowed in. They're only allowed into the outer area of the camp where the troops stay, and they're allowed to see the food preparation area to go, look, we feed them. And they say, these are terrorists. These are Al-Qaeda. They carried out 9/11. Under torture, with no courts, no process of law, and they say, well, they don't deserve it. Well, the people deserve to know who they've got there, and what they've got is innocent patsies. Now, they've got a few, quote, high-level Al-Qaeda people, and then they've had one of them, remember, he confessed to bombing buildings that didn't exist for 2 years after the time he was incarcerated. They confessed to literally blowing up the Hindenburg, sinking the Titanic, killing Lincoln. I mean, it's that ridiculous. And then now they come out this week and say, oh, they've all pled guilty. Seven of them have pled guilty to carrying out 9/11. Then it comes out they didn't really plead guilty to that. They were told, we won't execute you if you'll plead guilty. And then they said, okay, we might. And they said, oh, they plead guilty. And remember the so-called dirty bomber? It turned out was literally an 80 IQ, low-grade moron who'd been in prison, who they just picked up and set up as a, you know, somebody shooting his mouth off. And then it turned out that even the Associated Press and others had to admit it was all staged and wasn't a real trial. I mean, so they give you kangaroo trials to create the illusion that there are really these supposed terrorists that are existing. Well, let's say they are the worst terrorists in the world, and with a walkie-talkie from caves, they were able to make NORAD stand down and mass the U.S. troops to invade Afghanistan the weeks before, and they were able to have CIA drills with the exact same targets being attacked at the exact same time, and they were able to have Mohammed Atta and the other hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, they were ordered, the guys with walkie-talkies were able to control the State Department and order the visa bureaus in Canada and Saudi Arabia to have U.S. officers who refused, like Springman, to let them back into the country because they were flagged as terrorists, to be ordered to let them in saying they're really government agents. I mean, let's just say the guys with walkie-talkies were able to do that. And so with their walkie-talkies, they were able to do this, and they're really terrorists. Okay, well, our system is what's important, and the evidence is what's important, so let's see the evidence. Let's see the, no, they're saying we're setting the precedent with the Hollywood set that is Guantanamo Bay. The real camps are in Poland and Czechoslovakia and Ukraine and Georgia and Syria of all places and Egypt and Hungary. And that's the camps where they torture people to death and give them acid baths and all the rest of it. And that's come out. And when it does come out, when somebody blows the whistle on it, one of the guards, you see the Patriot Act invoked, and a blonde-haired, blue-eyed jail guard gets grabbed and disappears into it. Not Al-Qaeda. And that's what this... Oh, you didn't see that report a few years ago? That's what's going on here. This is for the American people. This whole thing has been set up for the American people. But here's the good news. This is so outrageous, and this is so over the top that no amount of TV dramas like 24, glamorizing secret torture and torture of children in front of their parents. They had a show called Spooks in the UK where every episode they tortured kids in front of their parents and the good guys tortured children. No amount of that is going to ever sell the public on it. And the cat's out of the bag that the private offshore banks controlling our government staged the terror attacks and staged the Mumbai attacks and have staged all the other major attacks. And the Germans just got caught staging terror attacks 2 weeks ago, and that was mainstream news in Europe confirmed. So the jig is up, and you know what? We're not intimidated by you, and we're not going to shut up, and we're going to go on air, and we're going to expose you. And a lot of people in government who are compartmentalized now know what's happening, and they don't like it being done in their name. The American people don't like it being done in their name. The British people, the Canadian people, the German people, the French people, the folks of Ireland, the Italians, the Russians, the Japanese, no one is for this. And so we have a true coalition of the willing, the people that believe in liberty and freedom and transparency and rule of law. You're not going to get away with what you're doing. The public is learning about how the world really works. They're learning there's a world government openly being set up in the final stages of completion. They build it in levels. There's multi-levels of world government, global governance in place, and they brag about it. Well, what's the source on that? Hundreds of sources. They're all up on Infowars.com or PresidentBlender.com. The Financial Times of London, and Now for a World Government by Gideon Raikman. And so we need to have a real debate about this. Do you like NAFTA and GATT? Do you like what it's done to the economy? Well, how about getting that to the power of 10? Do you like open borders? How about getting that expanded radically? Do you like police tasering little old ladies for talking back? Do you like the police claiming it's the law you've got to take inoculations in Maryland and having everybody line up, thousands of them outside with police dogs barking, taking shots, crying, saying, I don't want to take it, when there's no law? Do you realize how deep that tyranny is? Do you like that? Do you think the cops doing that like it? Probably not. Do any of us want to go along with this? Is this good for 99.999999% of us? It's not even good for the elite, but it's the nature of bullies and thugs and criminals that they always push further. This is good for nobody, no one, even the elites. It's not good for them. But they've gone into megalomania. They've gone into lunacy. And they are just going wild. It's what PNAC documents said. It's what Brzezinski said in his last two books. They said, we have the power, and we cannot miss this opportunity for total world tyranny. We've got to do it. And they are doing it. I mean, they came in and cut off liquidity and blamed it all on subprime mortgages, which they now admit had nothing to do with, and they're not giving them relief. They stole $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and counting. That's over $1 trillion a week. Over $1 trillion a week, openly going offshore. And then they openly tell the Senate and the House in closed-door sessions, we will declare martial law if you don't do this. And then the congressmen, the senators go public. And then it's in the Bloomberg. It's in Bloomberg. It's in the New York Times. Look at this. Bernanke, war powers, undermine Fed bank presidents. And even the Fed bank presidents of the regional banks are saying, offshore interest, fully control the New York branch and the D.C. branches of the banks, and they are fully imploding the United States and moving all the capital offshore in secret with no consultation. Listen to this. The board has usurped authority, said William Poole, former president of the St. Louis Fed and now a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. We're trying to get him on. In Washington, this dramatic change in policy direction has not been announced or even acknowledged. And then it goes into all of it right there. The Financial Times comes out and says similar things. The London Telegraph comes out yesterday with Evans Ambrose Pritchard and says, yes, there's riots all over Europe because this is the New World Order. This is globalization, and it's undemocratic, and there's going to be more. What did the report 18 months ago, the British Ministry of Defense report, say? It said the army's going to have to fight the people. The army works for offshore banks, that the middle class is being destroyed, and they're going to rebel. And then what does the army say? What does Gates say? What does he come out and say? He says, we're abolishing the National Guard. It's going under the Homeland Security and NORTHCOM. The governors serve at the pleasure, so they're titular now. They're openly ceremonial. And we're going to use them, 20,000 for starters, against the American people for insurrection. Now what is it that's going to get these giant, and I don't even mean physically fat, I mean their souls, these decadent, giant walrus-like creatures that are so decadent and petty and self-serving and lethargic psychologically, mentally, politically. I mean, what is it that the social engineers know that these self-propelled spiritual stomachs, these greedy, selfish people, what is it they know that it's even going to get them moving? It's hell. And only admitting how bad things are and making preparation for it and warning people and screaming bloody murder. People say, oh, you ought to relax. You ought to put out your information in a calm way. You should, calm. We need to be upset. I'll assure you, we can't walk around with limp wrists with our hands down at our sides, taking small steps, going, when your house is on fire. You got to get out of the house. You got to call the fire department. If a dam breaks 10 miles up in the mountains and it's going to send 30, 40 feet of fast-moving water over the small hamlet below, if you're a watchman up there and you see the dam break, you don't go, oh, I think I'll mosey over here and take my time to the telephone to warn the fire department and police department in the valley below. And then you call and you say, listen, the dam just broke. You know, this is the watchtower up here. And they go, oh, right, there's a dam, a conspiracy theory. And you go, of course you know there's a dam up here. Of course you know we're up here. It's broken. Water's coming. You've got about 5 minutes to evacuate the town to get to high ground. And they go, oh, dams. Dams don't exist. Water doesn't exist. I mean, that's what it's like. And so you bet, I'm up here screaming and yelling, saying, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. I mean, is it Mayday to have a foreign Federal Reserve openly threatening Congress with martial law and then telling Fed, bank, regional governors even they're even complaining, and they tell them, you're not allowed to know what we're doing. War Powers Act has been implemented. And then it gets worse. Here's the New York Times today. Fed weighs debt sales of its own. More presents challenges very close cousins to existing Treasury bills. Now, what a calm milquetoast headline. Then you read it, it says it's known as a money machine. So the Fed before would have the Treasury issue currency after 1913, and then we have to pay the bankers for the use of our money like it's a debt, when the money is just the agreed-upon mode of exchange. That isn't enough for them now. They are saying they are going to sell securities and basically get rid of the Treasury. And that's what I said 7 weeks ago. Go listen to those shows. That's what the bill said. That's what the bill stated. And they're now doing it.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
They are going to slowly bankrupt the economy until most of you are living in government work camps. That's openly being announced. They want to break your back like they broke the Russians' back when the very same banking family sent the Bolsheviks in. That's on record. They want to hurt you and hurt you bad. You don't believe me? Just watch. Now, you can keep sucking your thumbs and keep denying what I'm saying, or you can decide to fight these people. I've been on a mission for 15 years, and I've been on air for 13. When I see a powerful enemy declaring they're going to destroy my future and my family's future, I fight them. Not because I'm a hero, not because I'm anybody special. I'm a man. And I'm aggressive. And I'm not laying down and giving up my heritage for my family. So what do? They wrap themselves in the flag. They stage some terror attacks. They dangle some brown-skinned guys with beards in front of you, manipulating your tribal programming. And they get you to pile on supporting them in your own destruction. Fox News every week tells you there's 5,000, 8,000 white Al-Qaeda, blonde-haired, blue-eyed everywhere, teaching you now. See, they bait and switch you. They use your inherent tribalism. We know it as racism. It's actually natural. I'm not saying it's a good thing. They use it against us. They tell you, yeah, it's the brown people. Let's secretly arrest them. Let's torture them. Let's build camps for them. And the whole time it's for you. Whether you're black, white, old, young. And they go on Fox and CNN. And they say, we need to put hundreds of thousands of people in camps. We need to grab them secretly, hold them secretly. Let me tell the cops something. You want to live in a country like that? Because let me tell you, the elites just don't want to grab people and put them in camps for fun. They do that so they can implode societies and turn people into poor slaves so they're more easily managed and so they can consolidate wealth. That's destroying the American dream. So a lot of you aren't going to listen. A lot of you in the system are on power trips. But remember, when your standard of living that's already dropping is in the toilet, and a country that was great, at least on the surface, is a nightmare, remember you were told. Remember that it was all thrown in your face. When you're paying carbon taxes, when your fireplace is banned, when your barbecue pit has a tax on it, when space heaters are banned, they're all announcing it's already happening in Europe. They're banning bottled water in major U.S. cities and in Toronto, Canada. As all of, and again, to set the precedent, we tell you what type of light bulb we have. We tell you what type of toilet you can have. We tell you what type of washing machine and stove and dryer and fireplace you can have, if any. And we're going to tax you. And by the way, Congress doesn't have any authority over it. It's national security. The president's just going to do it. And it's national security that foreign banks run America. It's national security that they're going to issue their own notes, their own bonds. See, they're now just fully taking over. You'll pay your taxes to the foreign banks. You'll buy your securities from the foreign banks. They put all the debt on the Treasury, all the debt on America. They bought the world in our name and then handed us all the debt. It's very simple. What they've done. They've said what they were going to do. They've done it in hundreds of third world countries, thousands of times. They do it every decade, over and over again, in every third world country. Doesn't matter how many resources, doesn't matter how wealthy the nation is, the people are slaves living in slums, the paramilitary police ruling them. And that is America now. That is what is being set up. That's what's being done. I'm going to come back and get more into what the banks are doing. Again, exactly what we told you they would do, they're now doing. All illusions being removed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.